from the studios of Radio Sai, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love, a segment that brings you musical delights every Thursday right here from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. So dear listeners, let me first take this opportunity to wish all my fellow Indians around the world a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Today, India celebrates her 67th year of independence and still stands united and harmonious, even with the vast variety of cultures and traditions that she holds. In honor of the spirit and legacy of independence, today's show will be centered around stories of unity, harmony and togetherness despite differences and troubles faced. All real stories, of course. So stay tuned, dear listeners, till the end if you want to hear to all these heartwarming stories and some melodious music. Welcome back, dear listeners. So, what would you do if your place of worship suddenly became too small to accommodate you and your fellow brothers and sisters? A Scottish reverend in a church in Aberdeen has invited Muslims to pray alongside Christians because the nearby mosque that they worship was too small. Indian-born Reverend Isaac Poobalan saw some worshippers praying outside along the road. He felt so much sadness when he saw them having to pray out in the cold with winter winds and having their hands and feet frozen. He made a decision to invite his Muslim brothers to pray along the Christians in their church. So parts of the church building was made available for the congregation of Muslim prayers, and now up to 100 Muslims pray in the main chapel 5 times every Friday. Now we have all heard countless stories of disharmony between faiths, but I think this is the first time we have come across such an astounding real life story of unity. Many church leaders believe that this may be the only place in the United Kingdom where Christians and Muslims worship side by side. Well, actually, I also found that there have been similar moves in the United States about 2 years ago. So now coming back to Aberdeen, the building which now acts as the Syed Shah Mustafa Jame Masjid was built on the grounds of St. John's Church in the mid-1980s. In 2006, it was turned into a prayer room. But developers did not anticipate that up to 200 Muslims would want to worship there. So the harmony between these two faiths did not just stop there. On Christmas Eve of 2010, the church and the mosque held simultaneous prayers and then both opened their doors to provide food for local people. On 11th September 2011, on the 10th anniversary of the US terrorist attacks, Reverend Isaac and the chief imam held a joint service and together read from scriptures of the Bible and the Quran. Reverend believes that religion does not play a role when it comes to friendship and hospitality. St. John's Church also opens its door to people from a local mental health hospital every Wednesday. To quote the Bishop of Aberdeen, Reverend Dr. Robert Gills, he says, "Internationally, the news speaks of tension and struggles between Islam and Christianity. Yet, here in Aberdeen, a mosque and a church have built bonds of affection and friendship. It must be stressed that neither has surrendered or compromised any aspect of the historic faith to which each holds. But mutual hospitality and goodwill exists." Stay tuned, dear listeners. We will be right back with more heartwarming stories after some melodious songs.
मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, 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 रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूब इलाही, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूब इलाही, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही ni gari madani mani da madaba ma ba ba magari ba magari magari gari samoy apne hi rang mein rang de de moye apne hi ni da ba ma da ba ma ba magari samoy apne hi mere gamadani sagari sanere dastani da ba ma da ba ma ba ba magari da apne hi rang mein rang de moye apne रंग में रंग दे, हमरी चुनरिया पी की पगड़िया दोनों बसंती रंग दे रंग दे, हमरी चुनरिया पी की पगड़िया दोनों बसंती रंग दे रंग दे, रंग दे रंग दे रंग दे, रंग दे रंग दे रंग दे, रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूब इलाही, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, अपने ही रंग में अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, rang de rang de rang 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 de rang de 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 rang 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 jo tu जो तू मांगे रंग की
இறங்காயி முரஜோபன் கிருதி ரக்கலே ரக்கலே. ஜோ தூ மாங்கே ரங்க கிரங்காய் முரஜோபன் கிருதி ரக்கலே ரக்கலே. நிஜாமுதீன் ஹை பீர் ஹை மோரே பிரேம பிரீத் கா சங் தே சங் தே சங் தே ரங்கிலே தூ தோ சாஹிப் மோரா மஹபூப் இலாஹி மோஹே அப்னே ஹி ரங் மே ரங் தே மோஹே அப்னே ஹி ரங் மே ரங் தே மோஹே ரங் தே ரங் 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 ராஜோவானி கிருவி ரக்கலே ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ ஆ
Now, since the origins of music itself, which we talked about in our last week's show, music has become a tool, a powerful platform that serves to unite people across the world. A famous writer from the early 1800s, Henry Longfellow, had said once that music is the universal language of mankind. Now, did he know that music was also used as a tool a long time ago to unite and keep African slaves together? Let's take a trip to the past. Now, in the British West Indies a long time ago, many Africans were appointed as slaves. Slave owners who felt that communication, gatherings and idle chatting could lead to a backlash, they did not allow these people to talk amongst themselves. So as such, music became the unifying instrument and language of communication. So using the drum as their main instrument, accompanied by African chants that were only understandable by them, they were able to exchange messages amongst themselves without being threatened by their masters. This worked well as a medium for them to free themselves from the shackles of slavery during the build-up towards the freedom in the mid-1800s. And 4 years later, they achieved total freedom. And thus music became an effective tool to unite and encourage them to fight for their freedom and rights as humans first. Until today, music is being used as a medium and tool to unite people, cutting across borders, faiths and cultures alike. Many famous musicians too advocate harmony and unity in their songs. For example, if you take Michael Jackson's songs like Heal the World or We Are the World, and of course most of you would have heard of the legendary John Lennon of the Beatles and his famous song Imagine. Now, I'm going to just sing two stanzas of this song here for you that emulates just this feeling of unity, of having no borders among within the countries. You know, once famous speaker and a Christian priest, Anthony DeMello, said once that once he was flying from U.S. to some other country, and the flight attendant announced, "Now we are flying over California." And Anthony DeMello said with a smile, "You know, it's very funny because you look down from the flight and you don't see any borders. It's just one vast land." So here is a song, Imagine, by John Lennon. I'm going to just sing two paragraphs. Just give me a second to get my guitar. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I am not the only one. Hope someday you will join us, and the world will be as one.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You know, music legend Bob Marley once said, "One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right." Now that stands true for the cast of humanity, as Swami always reminds us. So while we are still exploring music and its role in unity, here is another unknown story that we came across recently. Now this story takes place in Iraq. Now, given the sensitivity of this country and the amount of agony that they have endured over the past so many years, this was like a breath of fresh air to read and hear about. So the story is, after the devastation of war had passed, the 1st Armored Division soldiers from the United States decided to form a band that they hoped will spread the message of unity through music. So the troops gathered and they conducted a tour in the 7 provinces of northern Iraq. And in October 2008, they put up a concert in the Diyala province of Iraq. The theme of the concert, of course, was unity through music. And it aimed to bring people together, both Americans and Iraqis. And this concert highlights how music transcends borders and is able to be used as a platform for healing and brotherhood amongst mankind. The band really hopes that their music is shared with citizens of Iraq and can start the unity within themselves as well. So I think this story tells us that no matter where you are in the world or wherever you go, you are going to hear music, and it is a great way to pull people together. It really is the universal language.
Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti Om Shakti Om Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. There's only one religion, and that's the one of love. There's only one creation, the low and above. vasudah sat sajivareyam vadudi asya dinari kiyuna prashujaja om guru vasudah sat sajivareyam vadudi asya dinari kiyuna prashujaja om Vasudah Sasavichuvarenyam Vaguri Vasyadinari Tiyuyurapnashujaja Om Shanti 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 वाला तू है उजाला
के है तू माला गौतम वाला तुझ में उजाला नीम तेरे की मीठी छाया बदले हर चोले की काया बदले हर चोले की काया साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ तेरा दर है दया का सागर सब मजहब भरते हैं लागर तेरा दर है दया का सागर सब मजहब भरते हैं लागर पावन पारस तेरी आग तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया तो हो लिया उसके साथ साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों
I'm Chandu Vijay and you're listening to Love to Love on the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. In conjunction with India's Independence Day today, I thought it would be fit to take a walk down the memory lane and speak of how one of the most important messages of unity and love for our country came about. That is through the national anthem, Jana Gana Mana. Now, many of us do not know that the national anthem, originally composed by Sri Rabindranath Tagore, is just one of the 5 stanzas of a big song. The original version was written in Bengali, and it is the first stanza that has been adopted and is now used as India's national anthem. Well, here is the English translation of this incredible poem, Jana Gana Mana, written by Rabindranath Tagore. O the ruler of the minds of people, victory be to you, dispenser of the destiny of India. Punjab, Sindhu, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Dravid, Orissa and Bengal, the Vindhya, the Himalayas, the Yamuna, the Ganges and the oceans with foaming waves all around, wake up listening to your auspicious name. Ask for your auspicious blessings and sing to your gracious victory. O you who impart well-being to the people, victory be to you, dispenser of the destiny of India. Victory to you, victory to you, victory to you. Your call is announced continuously. We heed your gracious call. The Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, Jains, Parsis, Muslims and Christians, the East and the West come to your throne and wave the garland of love. O you who bring in the unity of the people, victory be to you, dispenser of the destiny of India. The way of life is somber as it moves through ups and downs, but we, the pilgrims, have followed it through the ages. O eternal charioteer, the wheels of your chariot echo day and night in the path. In the midst of fierce revolution, your conch shell sounds. You save us from fear and misery. O you who guide the people through torturous path, victory be to you, dispenser of the destiny of India. Victory to you, victory to you, victory to you. During the bleakest of nights, when the whole country was sick in swoon, wakeful remained your incessant blessings through your lowered but winkless eyes. Through nightmares and fears you protected us on your lap, O loving mother. O you who have removed the misery of the people, victory be to you, dispenser of the destiny of India. The night is over and the sun has risen over the hills of the eastern horizon. The birds are singing and a gentle auspicious breeze is pouring the elixir of new life. By the halo of your compassion, India that was sleeping is now waking. On your feet we lay our heads. Victory, victory, victory be to you, the Supreme King, the dispenser of the destiny of India. Victory to you, victory to you, victory to you. Independence Day in 1965, Swami spoke at great length of Bharat and what independence really means. So let's revisit this discourse to savor some sweet divine words from our Lord. Swami said on that day, "The independence we celebrate today was finally achieved and proclaimed at the midnight on August 14th, 1947. What exactly does the word independence mean? It means we are not dependent on anyone any longer. We are dependent on ourselves alone. The Indian word for independence is Swatantra. It means our Tantra. The word Tantra means the Atma. So Swatantra means independence from everything except the Atma. So one should always follow one's own heart. Now that is our only guru and God. There should be no dependence on the others. This is the stage of Swarajya, becoming the sole monarch of oneself. The word Swaraj, commonly used for an independent state, connotes only absence of worldly dependence. Independence can be enjoyed by man only if he get rid of bondage to the senses which drag him into tantalizing ventures. The attainment of yoga involving sense control, expansion of love, and cleansing the consciousness is the true goal. Only when this happens can God's glory be reflected in the heart of every individual.
At your feet, dear Lord, we pray. Grace us with your love this day.
At your feet, dear Lord, we pray. Grace us with your love this day.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Oh Baba, oh Baba, you are Mother. Wow.
Forevermore.
Welcome back, dear listeners, and let's now listen to a story that was narrated by Bhagwan himself. As everyone knows, Swami often narrates anecdotes that are very humorous, but at the same time, very practical. Here, he talks of the five fingers of the hand. Now, all of us are aware that the fingers work in unison and harmony. But Swami said, one day they started fighting with each other, so much so that it resulted in a big argument. Now the thumb first claimed, "It is not possible to undertake any work without me, and hence I am great." Then the index finger smiled and said to the thumb, "Look here, old thumb, how can you perform any task without my support? Moreover, I am used as a pointer to identify individuals. Hence, I am greater than you." Next, the middle finger intervened and said, "There is no point in what you all say. I am the tallest among all the fingers. Now two of you on either side of me are serving me as personal assistants, and hence I am the greatest." Then Swami moves on and narrates how the ring finger said, "I feel like laughing at your ignorance. Don't you know that people adorn me with gold rings studded with precious stones such as diamonds, emeralds and topaz? Hence, I am your king." Finally, as is always the case, the little finger came up and said, "I lead from the front when it comes to teaching a lesson to someone and punishing the guilty. Hence, I am your leader and you have to follow me." So this is how the argument goes on according to Bhagwan, until the heart intervened and said, "O ignorant ones, each one of you is as important as the other. One cannot perform any task if there is no unity and harmony among you. In fact, you represent the five human values, the five life breaths, the five divine principles of a human being." So the five fingers then learned the lesson and started to work again in harmony. So just like the five fingers who need to work together in order to success, to be successful in any daily task, the same applies to us in our lives. Unity must start from each and every one of us.
Beautiful world, oh, oh. such a beautiful sound. Om, 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 Hari Om. The Lord gave the world such a beautiful sound. Om, 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 Hari Om.
Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. 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 And grant that I may not seek so much to be consoled as to console, and to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. 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 It is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Amen.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Many organizations around the world pay special interest to ensuring unity and integration stays at the forefront of their endeavors, simply because they value harmony and peace among humanity. One such organization is the Friendship Group of Malaysia, known as FGIS, the Friendship Group for Interreligious Service. Now, this group is spearheaded by the Sathya Sai Baba Central Council of Malaysia. The group, led by religious leaders of all the five main religions of Malaysia, namely Islam, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, and Sikhism, has worked together for many years now to foster harmony, unity, and stronger ties amongst people, especially the youth. Now, the Friendship Group Youth Band is really a sight to behold, as the younger generations from each religious denomination come together to perform traditional instruments such as flute, the tabla, the veena, the guitar, the Chinese musical instruments, the violin, the dhol, and many others, to create music that is uplifting, pleasing to listen, and a joy to watch, as the stage filled with youth of various ethnicities perform with such incredible energy. So the FGIS regularly has meetings and organizes service activities that involves all its members cutting across religious borders. Like the FGIS, there are many organizations and movements around the world that are dedicated to keeping harmony and peace intact. One thing we should all remember is that regardless of what happens, if we can teach our children and the current generation to respect and look out for each other, then we are sure to have passed on one of Bhagwan's greatest teachings, to love all and serve all. So dear listeners, we all know theoretically and also practically that being able to rise above differences and stay united as one is extremely important in all circumstances. Unity starts at home, as a family, and then at your workplace, amongst friends, in society, community, as a nation, and finally, as humanity. The diversity that exists amongst us is only there to create the opportunity for us to understand the power of being united. The father of India's independence, Mahatma Gandhiji himself, endured so much just to see the nation free. He once said, "Unity to be real must stand the severest strain without breaking." So dear listeners, happy Independence Day to all of you. Till we meet again next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off. Jai Hind, Jai Sai Ram.
Salam Alaikum, Salam Alaikum, Salam Alaikum, Salam. Salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam. Salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam.